Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Chris Armstrong about their most recent school board meeting. So for starters, I'd like you to just tell me what you thought was most important from your meeting.
One of the big things was the board decided to not replace the middle school principal. So we're going to go with two full-time principals. One, Jane O'Leary, will have main responsibilities at Riverside Elementary. Angela Hazlett then will have main responsibilities at the 612 building. And then I will take on some administrative responsibilities at the Ainsworth Attendance Center during the day, part of the day. So that was the main, that was one of the main important decisions that were made. We're also looking to do some work on our facilities as far as HVAC, LED lighting, a possibility of some other green initiatives like solar or wind. And the board approved Train doing a retro commissioning study. Basically what that is, Train will make a model, an electronic model of our district, and then we will be able to apply anything to that model to understand the effect that it would have on saving the district money. So if we wanted to add X dollars of solar to do X amount of kilowatts for the district, we'd plug it into this model, and it would tell us that will save you, $100,000 a year, for example. I don't think it would tell us, it would save us that much, but it gives us the opportunity, instead of guessing or taking a vendor's word for it, we would actually know. So that was something else that was quite exciting that we accomplished the other night.
So what of those improvements do you think is most likely to come to pass?
Well, we have the original HVAC system in our Riverside Elementary building. It still has the old pneumatic controls. So that's something that we're going to have to look at. It also has a boiler system that's a little bit dated. So there's a strong possibility we're going to have to address that. Out at our middle school, high school building, and we still have some rooms that are not air conditioned through, kind of a central controlled system. Most of our rooms in the high school are not controlled. They just have window units in them. So that's certainly something we're going to have to address. Our gymnasium at the high school does not have any air conditioning. So that would be another area that we need to deal with. And then there could be some, just this whole efficiency with LED lighting, how much do we do? What do we do? Do we add solar? Do we maybe look to add a wind turbine out here to produce electricity? What would we need to do? And so those are the main things that we're looking at.
If you don't mind me asking, how close is Highland to meeting their budget goals?
We have completed the scenarios, and we have met our goals. We've actually exceeded our goals. We're right at about $590,000 in budget adjustment savings for next year. So we're very pleased with that work. That was something we finalized the other night as well.
In the end, where did the majority of the savings come from?
We have a whole list of things. I mean, we've decreased some FTE with teachers and associates, and then we've rearranged some of our operational sharing so that we've come out ahead on that. We were starting our TLC program, and so that, saved us about $140,000. Now, the eliminating the principal in the end, saved us about an additional $80,000. We did have to add back a general associate, but, all in all, that did save about another $80,000 by not doing that. So we had targeted a half million, and so coming in at $580,000 makes us feel real good.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chris Armstrong. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.